Welcome back, everyone, for our annual AI Year in Review. You know, we're going to be sifting through all the digital noise of 2024 and pulling out the most fascinating AI developments and what they mean for you. We've got a great stack of sources here, a report on AI achievements, and a summary of key news and trends. In 2024, let me tell you, it was a landmark year.
It really was. I think what's most striking is how AI went from being this kind of a futuristic concept to something that's really woven into the fabric of our lives now.
Totally. Like, remember all the hype about generative AI back in 2023? Well, this year it actually went totally mainstream. Businesses are using it for everything. Mm-hmm. Creating marketing materials, personalizing shopping experiences, you name it.
Yeah, it's like we crossed this threshold where AI went from theory to practical application almost overnight. It's really exciting to think about how quickly things are changing.
Yeah, maybe a little daunting too. Speaking of big moments though, let's rewind all the way back to the beginning of the year. I don't know about you, but I was completely floored when AI got not one, but two Nobel Prizes, physics and chemistry.
Yeah.
Talk about a statement.
Huge moment. It really signaled that AI had arrived as a legitimate scientific field worthy of the highest recognition.
Okay, so let's break down those prizes. First up, the physics prize went to the legendary duo John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton. Their work on neural networks really laid the foundation for so much of what we're seeing today.
Absolutely. They were true pioneers. And for those who might not be familiar with neural networks, think of them like computer systems modeled after the human brain. They can learn from data and adapt, which makes them incredibly powerful for things like image recognition and natural language processing.
And all of that feeds directly into the chemistry prize. This one blew my mind because the winning team used AI to predict protein structures. This was once a ridiculously difficult and time-consuming process. But now AI is making it faster and easier.
Yeah, one of our sources had this really interesting example. A new AI platform identified a potential Alzheimer's drug in just 6 months. That's groundbreaking. It usually takes years. Just imagine the impact this could have on drug discovery and our understanding of diseases.
It's incredible. And to think, this is just one example of how AI is being used to solve real-world problems. It's not just a theoretical concept anymore.
Exactly. It's impacting everything from how we diagnose and treat diseases to how we shop online. It's transforming industries and changing the way we live our lives.
Speaking of transforming industries, one area where AI really took center stage this year was visual AI. Machines are getting so much better at understanding and interacting with images and 3D environments.
And this isn't just science fiction anymore. We're seeing tangible results. Think about self-driving cars. The progress they've made in navigating complex traffic situations is largely due to advancements in visual AI, particularly in areas like object detection and 3D mapping.
And it's not just self-driving cars. Visual AI is also revolutionizing fields like medicine and environmental monitoring. In medicine, we're seeing AI being used to analyze medical images with incredible accuracy, helping doctors detect diseases earlier than ever before.
One of our sources highlighted how visual AI is being used to monitor deforestation, track wildlife populations, and even predict natural disasters. It's like we're giving machines a new way of seeing the world. And the possibilities are endless.
Totally. So we've got these two major breakthroughs, the Nobel Prizes highlighting AI's scientific legitimacy and the rise of visual AI with its incredible real-world applications. But that's just the start. There's so much more to cover about how AI shaped 2024.
It's interesting. You know, as AI gets more sophisticated, it's not about replacing humans. It's actually about empowering us to do things that we couldn't do before.
Yeah, totally. I think this year really solidified the idea of AI as a tool.
Yeah.
Like, remember those devastating wildfires in California earlier this year? AI-powered drones were instrumental in monitoring the spread, assessing the damage, and even assisting with search and rescue efforts.
Yeah, it's incredible how AI is being harnessed for good. One area where this is really apparent is healthcare. One of our sources talked about how AI is being used to develop personalized rehab programs. So imagine recovering from an injury with a program tailored specifically to your needs and progress.
Oh, that's amazing. And we can't forget about the advancements in prosthetics. AI is helping to create more intuitive and responsive limbs, giving people a level of mobility and independence that was unimaginable just a few years ago.
Right. And you know, our sources also touched on how AI is being used in surgery. AI-assisted surgical systems can provide surgeons with real-time feedback and guidance during complex procedures, helping to improve precision and minimize risks.
Okay, so we've got AI fighting wildfires,
mm-hmm.
personalizing rehabilitation, and even assisting surgeons. It seems like there's no limit to what this technology can do. Our host has also listed a bunch of other practical applications that were huge in 2024, from AI diagnosing diseases to helping businesses with fraud detection. It's a pretty extensive list.
It is. And one area that really stood out to me, especially knowing your interest in business, is how AI is changing the world of online shopping. AI-powered personalized recommendations are getting so sophisticated.
Oh, tell me about it. It's almost spooky how well these online retailers seem to know my taste. But in a good way, of course.
Right. It's not magic, though. It might feel like it sometimes. But these algorithms analyze your browsing history, purchase patterns, and even your social media activity to build a profile of your preferences. And then they use that info to suggest products that you're likely to be interested in.
It's like having a personal shopper who knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, I think this technology has huge implications for businesses beyond just increasing sales.
Exactly. It's about creating a more personalized and engaging customer experience. When businesses can anticipate your needs and offer products that you actually want, it builds trust and loyalty.
Totally. And it's not just about making the customer happy. It also helps businesses become more efficient and effective.
Mm.
They can optimize their inventory, target their marketing more precisely, and ultimately create a more sustainable and profitable business model.
It's a win-win situation. AI is enabling businesses to tailor their offerings to individual customers, creating a more satisfying and personalized experience for everyone involved.
So we've covered a ton of ground here. AI is impacting everything from healthcare to online shopping. But with all this talk about AI's capabilities, we can't overlook the fact that it's still a relatively new technology. It's constantly evolving. And with that evolution comes a whole set of questions and challenges. It's kind of crazy to think about, right? Just 12 months ago, we were having the same conversation. And look at how much has changed. AI earned 2 Nobel Prizes. The rise of visual AI. 2024 has been a pivotal year.
Yeah, it really feels like AI has come of age. Like we said earlier, it's gone from this abstract concept to a powerful tool being used to solve real-world problems and ultimately to improve lives.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap here. What was the most surprising or memorable fact for you out of all of our sources?
I think for me it was the fact that AI got 2 Nobel Prizes in a single year. Like, that's unheard of. It really highlights the impact that AI is having on the scientific community and our understanding of the world around us.
Yeah, I totally agree. That was a major turning point. AI is a legitimate scientific field.
And it's not just about those scientific breakthroughs either. It's how AI is being used to address these real-world challenges, like we've been talking about. Fighting wildfires, diagnosing diseases, personalizing education, creating more sustainable business practices. I mean, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
It's both really exciting and a little bit daunting to think about all the ways AI could continue to evolve and impact our lives. What are some of the key trends you think we should be watching for as we head into 2025 and beyond?
Well, based on what we've seen this year, I think we can expect even greater integration of AI into our daily lives. Smart homes and cities, personalized healthcare, transportation. AI will continue to shape the way we live, work, and interact with the world.
I'm particularly intrigued by the potential of AI in healthcare. Like, imagine a world where diseases are detected and treated with incredible precision, where personalized medicine is just the norm, and where AI-powered assistive technologies help people live healthier and more fulfilling lives.
Yeah, that's a future I'm excited to see, but it's crucial that we embrace these advancements thoughtfully and responsibly. We need to make sure that AI benefits all of humanity.
Couldn't agree more. As AI becomes more powerful and integrated into our lives, it's so important to have these open and honest conversations about the implications, both positive and negative.
Yeah, we all have a responsibility here to be engaged in shaping the future of AI and make sure that it's used ethically and for the betterment of society as a whole.
So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with this thought as we head into a new year. What role do you see AI playing in your life? What excites you about its potential? What concerns you? We encourage you to think about those questions and share your thoughts.
Absolutely. And while you're pondering those questions, we'll be back next time. Diving into another fascinating topic, the mind-bending world of quantum computing. Until then, thanks for joining us.